Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And Dr. Betty's with us this morning. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. I wanted to talk about rosacea today. This is a chronic skin inflammation that many patients do have. And there's four different types. The first type shows up as redness in the center of your face. That's fairly common. The second type has some red skin plus acne. The third type actually makes the nose red and often is associated with bumpy skin and mostly affects men. And the fourth type is an ocular rosacea. It affects the eyes, and the symptoms are generally bloodshot eyes, and people are often sensitive to light. So what are the causes of rosacea? So there's no single cause, but genetics and environmental factors can play a role. And let's look at some of the risk factors. So genetics is one of these things that can have a big influence. So the highest risk group is middle-aged women of Celtic or Scandinavian ancestry, and often these people have a history of rosacea and a personal history of acne. Immune system and inflammation can also be a risk factor. So existing autoimmune or inflammatory conditions can increase the risk of developing any four types of rosacea. And things like specific bacteria, and in particular something called H. pylori, which is often associated with a gut bacteria, which can cause acid reflux and many other kinds of issues, can also be associated with rosacea. So let's talk about some of the rosacea triggers that we need to address. So food and drinks can be a trigger. So often I'll tell my patients to avoid alcohol, spicy foods, and hot soups and hot drinks. And I'll recommend to try using, for example, fresh herbs instead of hot spices, and things like iced tea instead of hot tea. Certainly this time of year, the sun and weather conditions can cause flare-ups. And so I usually recommend avoiding direct sunlight on the face during the hottest parts of the afternoon and wearing a minimum of 30 SPF sunscreen and a hat as patients go out. And if for those people that are exercising, shortening the intense cardio workouts, try walking, for example, instead of running in the heat, and trying yoga instead. And stress is a common trigger. So during stressful periods, it's really important to get lots of sleep and stay hydrated. And often I'll prescribe a B-complex vitamin or magnesium. And really to help soothe the nerves and to help calm the body, and really try to stay away from toxins. I know it's kind of difficult, especially with all the things we're using to clean our house, but really opting for natural, personal, and household care products really helps to reduce our exposure to toxins in our environment as well as in our body. So if people have an interest in finding out a little bit more about rosacea and naturopathic treatments, they can give me a call.
So basically you're saying there are four types and that they can be addressed naturally and that you've done it before, and if someone wants a consultation, all they have to do is call you. So good time to give out your number. Dr. Betty.
The number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001, Thornhill Naturopathic. There's a link from my website, marilyns.ca. Ask your questions, get your answers, and address rosacea if you have it. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.